We are on Daf
Nun Chesamet Beis. Before we learn the Taisvesen, let us quickly go over the Gemara, which are Megir the Taisvesen. Opligi de Reish Lakish, let's just start from this Gemara. Rav Huna had said that Yechayli Shalayma Labayla Ein Zaynis Ve'Ein Yoyse, that the Ika Takona was L'Tayvosa, that she should have Mezaynis, V'Tiknu Maise Yodeo Tachas Mezayneseo. So if she says Ein Zaynis Ve'Ein Yoyse, so he doesn't have a schus in her Maise Yodayim. And the Gemara had said that that's pshat in the Mishnah, Hamagdish Maisa Yedei Ishtoi, Areizu Oise Veyoichelos, Yuz Magdish Hamaisa Yodeom. So if she wants to, she could be Mavkiya the Hagdish by being Mavkiya his Chus and Hamaisa Yodeom by saying Eini Nizainis Veini Oise. That's pshat Areizu Oise Veyoichelos. So the Gemara said, "Upliga de Reish Lakish," but Rav Huna is chaylik on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish does not hold like Rav Huna. The Omar Reish Lakish, leitayme tayme darameya mishum de kesava odam magdish tova shaloi balayla. One should not say that the pshat in Rameya is als odam magdish tova shaloi balayla, that he's magdish the Maisa Yodayim. It says in the Mishnah, Ramei Reimer Hamoisa, Ramei Reimer Hegdish. So don't say that the time of Rameir is that he could be Magdish Adovish Leboloilo. At the time of the Ramei, Mitoich Sheyochel Lochoifo, Le Maisa Yodeho, since he can force her to work, Nasa Kaimola Yekotshu Yodayech Loiseyem. So it's just like he was Magdish the Yodayim. So we had said over yesterday that Reish Lakish holds that since the Maise Yodayim belonged to him Behechlet, and she can't be Mavkiya this Chus that he has in her Maisa Yodayim, so it's Ke'ilu, he has a Kinyan in her Yodayim. So Memela, he could say, Yekadshu Yodayich Loiseyem. Masha Enkein, according to Rav Huna, that holds that she could always be Mavkiya, the Schus in her Maisa Yodel, Safulu before she's Mavkiya, but Al Kaponim, the Takono was never that the Yadayim belonged to him. The best could be when she makes the Maisa Yadayim, so he's Eichin the Maisa Yadayim. So that already is a Dova Shaleba Loilam. If he wants to be Magdish, the Maisa Yadayim she's going to make. And Reish Lakish is saying that we don't have to say that Ramei holds Oda Magdish Dovish Lebeloilo. We could understand that what Ramei says, that the Moisar is Hegdish, as if he holds Oda Magdish Dovish Lebeloilo. Because since Mitor Sheyochel Lechoifo, that means she can't be Mavkiya from him. His Schus B'Maisi Yodel, So he is already a schus in her Yodayim. So it's knuyos loy lemaisa yodel. So he could be magdish to Yodayim, because he catch a Yodayich loyseyim. Then the Gemara asked, "Balei Oma lohochi, how could you say that the Hegdish works that way, that he's Magdish to Yodayim?" He just said he was Magdish the Mois, he was Magdish the Maisa Yodayim. He wasn't Magdish to Yodayim. So the Gemara says, "Kivin the Shemini Le Ramei Adam Ein Adam Meitzi Dvarav Levatolo."
that when a person, binyone hegdish, if he says something that halachically is not valid, so we assume what he really meant to say, and that's kilu he said that. So memela is nasa kaimelo yikatshi yadayich leisayim. So the same thing, even though the words he had said, that her maise yadayim should become kodesh, he can't asa the maise yadayim directly, because it's a davar shleboloilom. It can't be magdish the maise yadayim directly, since it's a davar shleboloilom. So we say that it's kolol bidvorov, that he means really to say that his kinyan in her yadayim is magdish the kinyan in her yadayim that he possesses. So memela, now it's koni to gavoya. So memela, whatever she will make will belong to gavoya. So the gemara asks, "Some ramen other magdish davo shaloi baloilom." And Meir holds an other magdish tovah shaloi baloilom. There's such a problem in Rameya. And Bishlaki says you shouldn't say that pshat in Rameya. Vasanya imali isha areat mekadeshesli lachesh es gaya. Because mekadesh an isha, after he's a goy now, and he made a maisa kedushin al zgoy, and it should be chal, after he'll become a ger, lachesh et his gairi, or she's a goy te. Lachesh eshtacher, lachesh eshtishtacheri, both of them, he was an Eved Kanani, or she was a Shifra Kanani, or she was an Eishesish, lachesh yom izbaylech, or she was an Erve, Eishetom izachesayech, elachesh yachlitz lich yivomech, emeir oime mekadesh. So we see klo, that Rameya holds Odom, Makne, or Magdish, or Mekadish, tovu shalei baloilom. He says, "La'achesh et his gairi, so the gaita is being mekadesh a yidene, who is as yet not on the world. So she's being mekadesh. So we see, so she's makna adavo shalei baloilo. So the Gemara says, "Mehi en mehol ekalamishmimna." That's true. Rameya personally taka holds odom magdish davo shalei baloilo. But Reish Lakish is saying, from our Mishnah, we cannot prove it. That is Pshat and Reish Lakish. Now let us see Taisvis. La'acher she'ezgaya. Ve'im taima. The Besayif Pergama de Gitten Amrinen. Da filu l'rameya doma odom makne dovor sheloi boloilom. Hanemi lele dovo shehu boilom, that the kaina al kaponim is boilom, the dovo hanikne is not boilom. Avo lidovo sheloi baloilom, but if the kaina is not boilom, loi, so that means if a person was makne linoilodim to people who as yet are not born yet, sefilo rameya holds that it doesn't help. So Taisvis asks, if the whole Makir, the Rameya holds, that Odom Makne is from this member of Rameya, so La'achesh es Gayer is Lidovo Shaloi Baloilom. And Bafal Pikein Rameya holds that it helps. V'oi Merid La'achesh es Gayer Loichoshiv Kolkach Dovo Shaloi Baloilom. This is not considered a Dovo Shaloi Baloilom. Kivin shahaguf boilom, the guf is boilom, ela shemechusa geiris. So that is not considered kolkach lidovo shaloi baloilom, loidomi linoilodim. The Gemara is speaking about hikne linoilodim to those which are as yet not born, dosim loiboloilom klal. And Taisva says that this chilik, that the re-differentiated between the case of Rab Meir of Lachesh Es Gaya and the case of the Gemara that's speaking Hiknel and Neilodim, that there's a difference. Che'ein ze tiritz Rabbi Lezer mishan ze mashe makshim. Hodama Bereisha Mavkid, in this same Mahalach, Abileza Mishanze, for a different Kasha. Hodama Bereisha Mavkid, the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah says that if a Shemer Chinam, decided, had a behemoth that was Nignevo, and instead of swearing Nignevo, he paid. So when they find the Ganev, and the Ganev becomes Mechuyv to pay Kefil, so he pays the Kefil to the Shemel. The reason is the Zakoras HaTei from the Mafke to the Shemel, that he could have patted himself with a shvu, and he didn't do this, and he paid, he insured his kerem. So in gratitude for this, so the mafkid is makna the kefil to the shema. The Gemara is a problem, but it's a dover shalei b'loilam, that he's makna tim the kefil. That means when he gave him the behemoth to watch, he gave him the behemoth that if it will be stolen, and they'll find the ganav, and there'll be a chiyuv kefil, he's makna the kefil to the shema, if the shema will pay the kerem. So the Gemara says, but zadov shloi b'olam, how could it be makna? So the Gemara says, it goes according to Rameya. So the Gemara asks, eima da oma Rameya o da makna dov shloi b'olayoylo? Kigoin peiris deko Davidi diosi. He says, the whole Rameir is dafke by something similar to peiris deko, which is Avidi diosi, that means it's oimid to come. But by a ganev, who says it will be stolen, and who say they find the ganev, so this is not Avidi diosi, so how can he be makna the kefil? So Tosfos asks, "Baha kol hanu dahoch elay avidu daosu." The whole mekayr of Rab Meir is this memra lacheshet is gairi, lacheshet is tacheri. So now lacheshet is tacheri, lacheshet yomus bailech. This is avidu daosu, that the husband is going to die, that the odnum will be mishacher. Not Avidi Dosi. Vafal P. Kane. It's Ramei holds other Makna Dovish Lebeloilo. So it's a Muradike Kashe. So how could the Gemara say that Rameya only said it by Avidi Dosi? The Makir of Rameya is by Inyonim, which are not Avidi Dosi. So the Rabbi Lezer Mishanze said the same Teretz. Also, there's a mila of guf ba'ilam. Guf ba'ilam is a plus. And if you have guf ba'ilam, you don't need avidi da'asi. So, factaisis vim taima. So, if that's the case, so now we were just mechadish. There are two chesroines in leibo lo'ilam, that Rameya is also made in. Lidovish lebeloilom, loyavididosi. Afalpikain, these chesroines do not exist if there's gufboilom and it's only mechusageres. Saibazoi imkain, my pori chocho. So what's the Gemara's kashe? Eshlokish had problems explaining Rameya. Rameya said if he's Magdish, the Moisa, Maisa Yodeo, so it's Hegdish. So Rish Lakish didn't understand this. It's a Dovah Shalei Baloilam. So Rish Lakish said a whole shtick Teire, Kivin, Sheyocha Lachayfot, Kilo he said, Yikotshu Yadayich Leiseyem. So the Gemara asked on Rish Lakish, what's the problem? A male's other makta dovish leibeloilo. Frektach Teisvis,
Here we're speaking about Moiso Maisa Yodea, that B'shas when he was Magdish, it was non-existent, period. She made it later. He was Magdish it, and later she made it. So that's such a Dovo Shaloi B'lo Ilom. We never found that Rameya said, Odom Magne Dovo Shaloi B'lo Ilom. Rameya is only speaking about Aguf B'lo Ilom, it's Mechus Segeris. So what's the Kashan Reish Lakish? And the Gemara says, and Peretz, that's true, you're right, but for this Mishnah you can't prove it. Vim time came my porichochem, become an amid, what's the Gemara's Kashan, become an amid he, and you can take a prove it from this. Amahinami leishamano maisi yadayim. She'enam ba'ilam klal. How can you prove maisi yadayim? She'enam ba'ilam klal. Bakati Motzila Maimud Loi Kotshi Maisi Yadel. The Nasa Koi Mikatshi Yadayich Loi Seim. Faket Reish Lakish is 100% right. That Faket, here you have a big problem. Here's a real Dovo Shaloi Baloilom. Rameya never spoke about a real Dovo Shaloi Baloilom. So Faket, so here it works. Als Yikatshi Yadayich Loi Seim. V'yeshuloima. So Tosfos answers, Kivin de Bemitzas, Sova Rameya, Ki Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. We see Bemitzas, Rameya holds like Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Elezer ben Yaakov is speaking about, he wants to, he's Kairi Trume and Mechuber. The violet, it will be chal when it becomes tolush. The tolush, it seems, is like a dover shalei b'loilom. So since b'mitzas, he holds like a laza ben yakev, isla l'meimer, da'af b'dover shalei b'loilom klal, sove kebosei, isla b'yisheraba b'oima doda makne. Now we have to understand what Tosfos is saying. Since he holds b'miktzas, so Mameli should hold in ganzen. And here we say that you need a vidadosi, but here you don't need because it's the goof boilom. How do we understand these cheshbonos? Perhaps pshat and Tosfos is that by every dover shalei b'lo ilom, there are two problems. One problem is the chesaron of gemiras das. That means if we are speaking about something that the vial is not b'ilom, so there's a chesaron in gemiras das, and this chesaron in Mekki Yosef and Pekes and Neshech mentions that there's a chesaron of gemiras das. Then there's another chesaron. There's a chesaron, let us speak about Yumakna Peres Dekel. How could you make a Maisa Hakno on Peres Dekel if the Peres are not Boilom, they're not yours yet? I mean, how could you make a Maisa Kinyan on something, and it should help even though Bishas you're making the Maisa Kinyan, the peiros are not boilom, and you're not a bailim to be makna them. You're making the akna that it should be chal when they'll be boilom, but al kaponim bishash, you make the maisekinyin, you as yet not a bailim. You'll become a bailim, but as yet you're not a bailim. So lechay, there are these two chesroines, by dover shaloi boilom. It could be the chesaron of Avide Da'osi is a chesaron in Gemiras Das. That Yemakne Peres Dekel, so Peres Dekel, Avide Da'osi, we know it will come, so there is Gemiras Das. If it's Loi Avide Da'osi, he's Makne Kefil, Kefil. Means if it will be stolen, if they'll find the gun, if we're speaking about a combination of different possibilities that might occur, but this is all gerät in der Luft, und da means es really no gemiris da. So that was the gemiris kasche. When did Rameya say that Oda Makna Dover Shloi Beloilom? When it's Avida Daossi. So there, there's Miris Das, Al Kaponim, enough for Rameya to hold that the Kenyan helps. But Kevel, who says it'll be Gagambit, will say they find the Ganev. So there's no Miris Das on the whole transaction. So Taisvis said, in the Chesson of Miris Das, so, since there's a goof boilam, we're not speaking about far-fetched possibilities. We're speaking about the goof is boilam. Who says the odom would be meshacha? That's right. But since there's a goof boilam, we're handling about something that is boilam. So in the chesson of gemiras das, goof boilam can make up from what it's loyavidi dios, but it's, we're handling with something, we're handling about an ishe who's a shivche, she's bifaneinu, the goof is boilom now. So we're saying, if this woman will ever become meshuchel, she's mekadosh herself to this person. Lache she tishtachari. But on koponim, a goof boilom is enough to bring about gemiras das. But when we're speaking about the other chesorim, that we're not a bailim to make a hakno on something that basherusham doesn't belong to me, that I can be makne peiris deko. So, l'chayre, this chesoron you have by l'acher shetishtachi also. I mean, the shivche is being mekadish a yidene. Now, the yidene is, I mean, this, the two people, this is a shivche, this is a yidene. How is she bekoyach to make a maisa kedushin for a yidene? How is she bekoyach to make a maisa kedushin for an erve? Lache she yom es bailech, lache she tomas achisayach. That means the dovor hanikne l'chayre, you are not a bailem on the dovor hanikne. So we see Ramei holds that for some reason not a chesorim. So memele, the Gemara held, if he holds that is not a chesorim, so Memela, who had in Peiris Deko, we see his Rebbe also held that there's no chesaron in Bailis. Even though I'm making a chalois on something that Basher Ushama can't be nitfas kedushas trume. That the Gemara held already. If we see this, afilo guf boilom, guf boilom is only a mile perhaps in Gemiris Das, but there's still a chesaron. How could I be mekadosh hayidene? How could I be Mekadosh an Erve? An Isha is now an Erve. And if a Maise Kedushin helps on something that is Basher Usham not him, so who had in by Peiris Dekel also? Could be that as Pshat and Taisvis. For Oid Metaretz, then he said another Teretz. The Chol Ani Dohoche Ikeluk Me B'Davidu Dosu. Why do you have to make problems? Maybe it's Davidu Dosu. Kegoin sheshoma meiraboy sheyishacherenu olache sheyom es bailech vachoyseich kegoin begoyseses she's a goyses some melech avidah also olache sheyachlitz lech yevomech bein daita sheyom liyabem omiyuk tzas koshe moise de kodesh lachamise eises. Rameyah says that the Meiser is Kodesh according to Shmuel. The Meiser is Kodesh, speaking about that he doesn't have a schus in the Meiser, Meiser Yodel. Now he asks that after she dies. So this Meiser, so who says she's going to die? The Loi Avogav, the Loi Ovidosi, who says that she's going to die? The Lekeluk me begoyseses, the Oisem Eloche, was speaking about that
Raquel was thinking about the moisa that she's going to do, so she's able to be oisa malacha, so she's far from a geisis. So that's the chayrelei avididasi. So the Tesis Yishonim says on this kasha two terutzim, miu yesh lahamid bezikene. So it's also avididasi. That means he's a young man. His wife is a zakeine, so mustame tzavididose that she'll die before him, and he'll yarshin moisa maisa yodel. Void yesh meforshim d'cholecha d'leka lachad miyema. If there's only one miyema to say choshev avididose, that means this will she die before him? Won't she die before him? But this, so that's called avididose. It is a 50-50 chance. V'davka hosam ba'mafkid gabi kfeila lechoshev avididosi mishum de'ike miyema tuve miyema de migneve, who says that the behema will be giganbe vim tim tzloime de migneve miyema de mishtakre gambe, that will find the gambe two miyemas, that's called le'avididosi. But one miyema, maybe will occur, maybe it won't occur, we don't have to, that's called avididosa. Let us see the Gemara further. Hamoisa rameya oimer hegdish. We have here moisa maisa yodel. Rameya says it's hegdish, Rabbi Yochanan says it's chulin. He was Magdish. Eimas Kodesh. When does it become Kodesh? According to Rameya. Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu. La'acha Misa Kodesh. It becomes Kodesh la'acha Misa. That means that Misa means he yarshens the Moisa. The Moisa never belonged to him b'chayot. But after she died, so whatever she possessed, he yarshened. So he was magdishit now. And it should be chal when it becomes his. That means after she'll die, it will become his, so it should become Kodesh. Ravade Barave Omar Moisa Michaim Kodesh. Ravade Barave said, no, the Moisa is Chal Michaim. It means as soon as the Moisa comes by Ilom, it's Kodesh. Ravade Barave Omar Moisa Michaim. Yeah. Havi bo Rapope. So Rapope had a problem. This machlokes. But what is the story speaking about? Is it speaking about that he's offering whatever a husband is obligated to give? He's giving mezainis, he's giving her more kesef. So memele, a husband that does this, is zoichen maisi yodel. Nezeichen Moisa Maisa Yodeh. Is my time with the Mandoma La'acha Misa Kodesh. So what is the Svora of Rav Shmuel that said that the old Hegdish is Chal La'acha Misa? Why does it have to be Chal La'acha Misa? If he's giving what entitles him to be Zeichen the Maisa Yodeh and the Moisa, so it should be Kodesh Mechayim. If it's speaking about that he's not giving the Morkesev and the Mezainis, so that is why it only becomes his when she dies in the Yashinso. But Bechayeho, it belongs to her. Is my time of the Mandoma Mechaim Kodesh, Vatshan Rabad Barav. So the Gemara answers, La'olam b'malala mezaynis v'ein malala morkesev letzocher. It's speaking about that he's giving her mezaynis and he's not giving her morkesev letzocher.
is Rav Shmuel Sovri Tiknu Mezoines Tachas Maise Yodel. That there were Mesakin Mezoines Tachas Maise. That would seem from this lotion that Maise Yodel is Iker. There were Mesakin Mezoines Tachas Maise Yodel. Omor Kesef Tachas Moisa. Moisa is Iker. Vekivin the loika yoivlo more kesef, and it's speaking about he's giving her mezoinis, and he's not giving her more kesef. And by giving her the more kesef, he's zeicha to the mois. Vekivin, it's speaking about he didn't give her the more kesef, he's only giving her mezoinis. Is vekivin loika yoivlo more kesef, moisa di do have it, so the mois is hers. So therefore, the Moisa only becomes Hegdish, according to Rav Shmuel Alibe the Rameya, when she dies, and he yashens the Moisa. But Kozman, she's Bechayim, the Moisa does not belong to him, since he did not give her a more kesef. And Rabba de Barava holds Tiknu Mizoinois Tachas Moisa, that the Moisa he zoiche if he gives some mezainis, a more kesef tachas Moisa yodel. The given the koyoiv lo mezaini, so since he's giving a mezaini, that's the case, is Moisa di they have it. So the Moisa is his. So according to Avada Barabe, he's giving a mezainis, so therefore he's zoiche in the Moisa Moisa yodel. So therefore it's Kaddish Mechayim. So as soon as she makes the Moisa, becomes Kaddish. Frag the Gemore b'maika miflgi, what is pshat in the machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel Rabada Barab? One says that he's zoichin the Moisa Yodel because of Mezainis. One says he's zoichin the Moisa Yodel because of the Morkesef. What's the machloikis? Is Mar Sove Midi de Shriach mi Midi de Shriach. One man the Yoma holds that they were Mesakin a Midi de Shriach for Midi de Shriach. So that means for Maise Yodel, which is Shriach, they were Mesakin Mezaine Sel. That's a Milsa de Shriach. Mar Sove Midi de Kayetz mi Midi de Kayetz. And Ravada Barabba says no. Maise Yodeho is a midi de kayit. She has to make a certain amount. So she has to make Mishkol Chomesh Sloim Shel Shesi. That means she has to spin a certain amount of wool. So Mimele, so for this certain amount of Maise Yodeho, he gives her a certain amount of money. He gives her more kesef each week. So Memele, so that is Pshat in the Gemara. So that's Pshat in this Machloikus of Rav Shmuel and Rabar de Barav. So Rav Shmuel says, the story is speaking about that he didn't give her a more kesef. So according to Rav Shmuel, since he did not give her a more kesef, so it never was Zeichen the Moisa, till she dies and he yashens the Moisa. And Rabar de Barav says, Fakert, he was zeichen the Moisa, because he's giving her mezainis. So memele, so the hegdish is chal mechaim. As soon as the Moisa comes boilam, it's chal. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, ibe malalo mezainis, u malalo mo kesef. Mara asks, if it's speaking about that's malalo mezainis, malalo mokesef, he's giving whatever he's obligated to give my time of the mandiyoma lacha miso kodesh, it should be mechaim also kodesh. So Taisva says, there's another kasha, gam lamandiyoma mechaim o kodesh, have a motze lemifrech, kivin the malalo mezainis, umokesef, amai oisev echeles. So why take is it Oisa v'Yecheles?
It says by the Maisi Yodeh Tzoyse Vecheles. It should also be a kasha. Ela Mishum de Boile Meima. The Gemara wanted to say Ein Malala Mizoynis V'loi Mo Kesem Aitam Demandi Oma Mechaim U Kodesh Noket Nami Hochim Aitam Demandi Oma Lachem Isu U Kodesh. But if it's speaking about Malala Mizoynis, will you have another kasha? So why is Isa V'yecheles? So the Gemara answered, B'malala mezoynes v'ein malala mo kesef. So, Taisva says, Alibe d'ravada barave muki lohochi. This is an akimta according to Ravada barave. Ravada barave, which is we hear in the Mishnah, by the Maisi Adel, it says, Isa V'yecheles. So the Maisi Adel does not belong to him. By the Moisa, Rameir says it's Kodesh, so the Moisa does belong to him. So Ravada Barave said, it's speaking about, that he's giving her Mizoynis, so that's why the Moisa belongs to him, that's why the Moisa is Kodesh. He's not giving her more Kesef, so that is why the Maisi Odeo does not belong to him, it belongs to her, and that's why it's Oysa V'yecheles. That is according to Abad Barabba. Aval Rav Shmuel, lo imotzi mukmilo b'malam lo mezoynis. Now Rav Shmuel cannot say this akim to the speaking about malam lo mezoynis. The kivin de sovri, the tiknu mezoynis tachas maisi yadel, imkein amai oise v'yecheles. They hold mezoynis is tachas maisi yadel, so why is oise v'yecheles? I think that Tosfos means to say the tiknu mezoynes tachas maisa yodeo, that Tosfos means the maisa yodeo iker, and that's the lashon of the Gemara. Rav Shmuel sovi tiknu mezoynes tachas maisa yodeo, this means they don't know like Ravuna, like this is no problem. Why it's oise v'cheles? It's speaking about that she said, eini nezoynes v'eini oise. But that's what Taisha says. The kivin the sovi the tikno mezoynis tachas maise yodel. But that's what it says in the Gemara that they all tikno mezoynis tachas maise the imkain amai oise v'yecheles. So why is it oise v'yecheles? Why isn't the maise there kodesh? Hello. So imkain manachnu. So comes that tachas me the Taisha wasn't geiris omar rav huna omar rav. Because Rav holds not tiknu maisio der tachas mezoineser, not tiknu mezoineser tachas maisio der. Rav Shmuel mukmi masnisim shem alo lo mezoinis lo mo kesef. But speaking about that he's not malo anything. So lechayre, it's according to Rav Shmuel, so according to Rav Shmuel, Moisa means whatever's left over from what she had when he died. It could be the Maisi Yodel, it could be the Hadofa, it could be anything. That's Pshat and Taisus. He's not giving her anything, so he doesn't have any schus in any of signed the Moisa or signed the Maisi Yodel. And Bahamoisa Kodesh means that when she died, so whatever was left over, he yarshened. So then it became his. It's a davishloi b'loilom, and Ramei holds out the mark of davishloi b'loilom. Vim toime amai duchke derav lukmi mas nisen la'acha mise. Why did Rav have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about la'acha mise? Look me mechayim. Let's set sign that is speaking mechayim. Uchigoin de malalo mo kesef. Vein malalo mezoynis. The Gemara said Rav Shmuel holds that they were mesakin mezoynis tachas maisi yodel. They were mesakin mo kesef tachas maisa. So let's say it's speaking about, why do you have to say that it's Kodesh Lachamisa through Yerushas? Let's say it's speaking about that he did not give her Mizainis, he gave her a more Kesef. So Memele, so the Maisa belongs to him. So that's why it's Kodesh. And the Maisi Odeo does not belong to him because he's not giving a Mizainis. That's a very modern case that he's not giving mezainis, giving a more kesef. It usually works the other way around. So memela, so that's why we'll have to say it is speaking about he's not giving her anything. So then you have to say that the hekdesh is chal la'achem isoso. Now, let us see the Gemara further. Al Kaponim, we have here on Machloikis, how is a Baal Zoyche, with what is a Baal Zoyche in Maisi Yodel? Leit Rav and Shmuel, he Zoyche by giving her Mezainis, and Leit Ravada Barabi, he Zoyche by giving her more Kesef. And then we have a machloikis, and how is he zeiche, how is the Baal zeiche in the Moisa? So, let Ravade Barave, he zeiche with the more kesef. And let Ravade Barave, tikno mezoines tachas Moisa, the Moisa zeiche with the mezoines. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's Zeich the Maisa with the more kesef. Thank the Gemara Meisvei. We learned Tiknu Mezoines Tachas Maisa Yodel. So that's Klo, not like Avada Barab, that's like Rabbi Shmuel. He said they were Mesakin the more kesef Tachas Maisa Yodel. So the Gemara answers, Eimo tachas moiso maise yodel. You have to make, he had a word. The Masakim mezoines tachas moiso maise yodel. Toshma, im einoi noisin lo mo kesef litzochel, maise yodel shelo. Now here, this is like Avada Barava, not like Avi Shmuel. See, Klo, that the more kesef, we give the more kesef for the Maisa Yodai. Eima Moisa Maisa Yodeo Shalom. Again, here we have to add the word Moisa. So, Mimei Noisen, Lo more kesef. L'tzorchel, Moisa Maisi Yoder Shalom, this is how Rav Shmuel will for Amphil. Frag the Gemara, how could you be Goyres Moisa, Bohalok Toni, Ma Hi Oisaloi? What does she do for him? Mishkel Chomesh Shloim Shesi Bi Yehuda. She has to spin for him the weight of five Shloim, of Chutei Shesi, Yehuda means the weight that was accepted in Yehuda came out Chomesh Sloy. The weight in Golu would be, there were different ways of measurements in Golu, so it would be 10 Sloy. But Al Koponim, the Mishnah continues to explain what the Maisi Yodeh is. So if you don't make any girses, sounds good. He made a nice law more kesef. What's a ma'isi yoder shalo? Then it says, "Mahi yoisaloi." What is the ma'isi yoder? So that'll be very good according to Rabbi Barav. But according to Rav Shmuel hold that it's speaking about moisa ma'isi yoder. So why does the Mishnah continue to explain what the ma'isi yoder is? Hachi koma. So the Gemara answers, Maisi yodeh kama have,
Leida Moisa Dido Kama. We want to know, I forgot we're speaking about the Moisa. But before we, in order for us to figure out what the Moisa is, we have to know what the Moisa is. The Leida Moisa Dido Kama. Mishko Chomesh Shloim Shasi Biyudi Sheinesa Shloim Begolo. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, והלוק טוני במסניס מיויס אלוי, ומדפורש, בוסה מייסי יודהו, מהי אויס אלוי, מכלל דרשם במייסי יודהיירי, ולוי במויסו. שסי קושה לטבויסוי, יויסר מן העורף. The spinning of חוטי שסי was a different type of a spinning. One was klape hayad, one was achayre hayad. So in order to spin chutei shesi, it was more difficult to spin. So that's why, that's what we say the shir in chutei shesi. Hochi kam aloi lambe, moisa rairi bereishi. Hochi kam al seifa, mai oisa loi iker, denei de moisa, mai niu, mishkel chomesh loim, selo shal Yehude, kiflaim, be mishkel selo shal golo. Zog de gemore weiter. Omar Shmuel, haloche ki Rabbi Yochanan hasandla. Now, we have here in the Mishnah, we have here a machloikis between Ramei, Rabbi Yochanan and Asandlo, if the Moisa became Hegdish. Ramei says it became Hegdish. According to Rabbi Shmuel, speaking about Shveis, that it becomes Hegdish, Lachem Misa, when he dies, when she dies, after she dies, so then it becomes Hegdish, she yarshens her. So echte dover shloi b'loilom, he's magdish now, what he'll possess when he dies. According to Ravad Barav, it's also dover shloi b'loilom. That means the moisa, which as he was magdish, the moisa was loi b'loilom. So he's magdish the moisa when he's magdish nada when we shall make moisa it should be hegdish. So weiter. So Ramei holds all the magdish davar shloi b'loilom. Rabbi Yochanan hasand lo im achulin. Rabbi Yochanan hasand lo holds in all the magdish davar shloi b'loilom. So memela that's the machlokes. Zochti gemara Omar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yochanan hasand lo. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asandla that what? That ein odom makdish tovah shaloi b'loilom. Frek de gemore umi omar Shmuel hochi. The Shmuel hold ein odom makdish tovah shaloi b'loilom. Vosnan. Nagavuche, we're talking about Shmuel. Shmuel said it's speaking about lachamisa, so it's an emes tovah shaloi b'loilom. That what he yarshens from her is magdish. Then we said over shloi b'loilom. When we omar Shmuel hochi, the Shmuel hold ein oda magdish over shloi b'loilom, was not, we learned that Mishnah, koinom shani oise lepicho, that a wife said, she asked the maise yodayim, but ma shani oise, all the maisi yadayim I'm going to make, lepicho, I'm asking to the husband. That means he cannot derive benefit from her maisi yadayim. And she made a koinam. So we have here a three-way machloikis. The Tanakam holds, einoi sorich lehofer. He, there's no need for him to be mefer. He could be nene from the maisi yadayim with a ruige heart. He doesn't have to be mefer. Let us see Rashi. He was not koinim shani oise lepiche. Ma shani oise, what I will make, ye koinim lepicho. Ye olecho kehegdish milahone sloi. Koinim is a loshen kolben, a loshen hegdish. So what I'm going to make, it should be like a kolben to you. You're not permitted to derive benefit from it. So the Tanakhama says,
she cannot be magdi, she cannot asa hamaisa yodayim on him, because it's not hers, it's his. She ain't bokeh lagdisha lefisha hu shaloi. She can't answer her maisa yadayim on him because it belongs to him. Rabbi Kiva oima yofa. Now, when you listen to this such an edda, you be meifa. Why? Shemotadif olov yeser min haroiloi. The maisa yadayim belongs to him. But there's a hadofa, and Taisha says, speaking about hadofa yedei hatchak, that means she worked extra hard to make more maisa yadayim. This hadofa yedei hatchak does not belong to him. Now she said, koine mashani oisa lepicho, so she's answering all her maisa yadayim, so kaponim, in this nether she's also answering the hadofa yedei hatchak, which does not belong to him. So in order not to get into trouble, he should be made for this nether. Zogt Rashi, Shema Tadif Olav Yoisa Mimashe Posku Lo Chachomim Mishko Chomishlon. The Moisa Zaini Shaloi, Sadofa Idea Tchak, V'yachoylo Lahagdisha, she could be Magdisha, she could answer it on him. So he better be Meifa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oma, now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said another reason why he should be Meifa. Yofer, Shema Yigarshena. He might give her a get. Utei Asura Larza. And if he won't be made for this neder, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri seems to say like this. Kozman, she's married to him. The Tanakam is right. He doesn't have to be made for. It belongs to him. Adolfi did. Everything belongs to him. So Mamel, how could she ask her maisa yadayim on him? It's his. No, what'll be if I'll go and give her a get? So now, the maisi yadayim, from then on and further, whatever she does is us on him. And what if he wants to remarry her again? She's gonna have a lot of problems. So he should be meifa, shemi gasheno, teyasura lachzu. For Oma Shmuel, halochi ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Shmuel said we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So now we have a big problem. Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, who holds ein odom magdish dovo shaloi boloilo. And Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that says she can make a koinom. The koinom she's making is not chal on now, it's chal on, now it's not hers, it's his, but it's chal on after he gives her a get, when it will become hers, so then it's chal. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, af iker maisa yodeh tzorich hafor, not only moisa, not only hadofe, shema yigashen v'yeneder chal, shemi, then the neder will be chal, shemi shegir she'ein mishubedes loy lemaisa yodeh, so then the maisa yodeh is not his anymore, it's hers. So the neder will ask her from then and further all her maisa yodel. So that's a dover shloi b'loilo. A tei asur elach zeloi. The fish and nesa maisa yodel olof. The evsha, so what's the problem? So he won't use the mishkel, chameshloim. No, the evsha loi lizor shloi titchem loi toifev chosha malochas ashnim bishnim esed. She's asking everything that she does on him. And after he gives her a get, it's tak she's bekoyich to asa, she's oisa labayla. Va'oma Shmuel haloche. Alme lichshi yigar sheno chala neder. That the neder, even though it's not chal on the maisa yodayim till the gerishin, because then it belongs to him, but it's chal on all ma'is yedayim after gerushin, because then it belongs to her. Alma oda magdish tove shaloi baloilam, shadayin loi girsha. That's called loi baloilam. So we have here astire of and Shmuel, here he paskins Rabbi Yochanan and Hasandla, that ain't other magdish tove shaloi baloilam, and here he paskins Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara says, ki omar Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lahadofe. That means, Shmuel, paskin, we have here a three-way machloikis. Tanakama says, lo yofer. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say yofer. So Shmuel said, yofer, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, but not as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's lomdis, as Rabbi Kiva's lomdis. Rabbi Kiva said you should be yofer alts the hadofer. So memele, so the hadofer Kozman, the Gemara understood was speaking about aloi boloilom because basheru shom she still bershusai, so it belongs, so she can't ask for something that belongs to him. So the Gemara said it's leibaloilam. When he'll give her a get, it'll be long talk. So the Gemara says, no, we're speaking about that afilu. When she's still married to him, it also belongs to her, the Yadofe. So Yadofe because of the Yadofe. So doesn't he have a din of leibaloilam? Alts. La'achashi yigarshena. Now, the Maram Shif HaGavuchia speaks out, and we'll see later in the Ran also, Be'emison, Hadofe is loy bo loylom because she didn't make it yet. But the Gemara wasn't noches in this yet. There's two reasons why Hadofe is loy bo loylom. There's two reasons why Ma'isha is loy bo loylom. One reason is because it's loy bo loylom, she didn't make it yet. That's one label oilam. And then the Gemara was speaking about Maisi Yodel La'acher Shetizgarish. So that means it's not hers. So Maisi Yodel, it's not hers to Asel till he'll give her a get. So while the Gemara only thought of that chesaron of label oilam. The chesaron of label oilam of that it, she's not bekoyech to be megari, to ask her till she'll be giget. So the Gemara says, Shmuel isn't speaking about that label oilam. He's speaking about a dofer, which is hers now. It's hers now. So memela, so she can ask it. So it's not label oilam. It's hers now. And he said, halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you have to be made for, but not because of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's reason, not because of Rabbi Kiva's reason. Like the Gemara, you don't paskin like that, please. V'leima, if that's Pshat and Shmuel, v'leima halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and you have to be made for, la hadofe. Is it clear what you mean, because of the hadofe? Inami ein halacha ketane kame, Inami halachi ki Rabbi Kiva. That'll be the best thing. Say halachi ki Rabbi Kiva. Halachi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that Yofa, and not because of him, because that's a very big doichik. Let us see Rashi. Ki Omar Shmuel halachi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri la Yofa come claim halachi the Yofa the love me time. The halachi is. Claim halacha de yofa. That's what he said. You have to be mefer. That's all what Shmuel said. For love me time, but not because of Rabbi Yochanan, but there is reason. Nil Rabbi Yochanan. Ike maise yodel tzorech afore. That you have to be mefer the ike maise yodel. And that you don't have to be mefer because that's label oilam. Ule Shmuel, the Ikemai say they don't have to be Meifa. Now it's his, the latest label Oilam.
ושמו משום הדופה, שמתעדף על הרוי ודום היופה. Rashi says, Vahashtanami avamotzi lakshuye, the Gemara could have asked, Saiv Saiv lebo loilam dle nase. The Gemara could have asked, I mean, what did you accomplish with your teretz? That's true, there's a lebo loilam because now it's not hers and later it'll become hers, but there's another lebo loilam, it's Matzis, it's not boilam. We'll assume the way you said. Let's forget about the loy bo'lo'ilam that be mitzis is loy bo'lo'ilam. But I feel naniach the way you say. But that's not the way you talk. You should have said in the lochik ketane kame. The omar ein tzorich lo'ofer, ele yo'ofer. Elo omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, a different terrors. You're asking Gastir and Shmuel. Here Shmuel paskind, like Rabbi Yochanan Asand, like no the Magdish Tovish Loibaloilam. And here Shmuel paskind, like Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, that she could aser the Maisa Yadayim La'achash at his garish. Kainomis Kamrit. You're asking Akashe from Hegdish on Kainomis. Shani kainomis, kainomis are different. Mitoich, sh'odom, oiser, peiris, chaveirei olov, odom magdish, dobo, sh'loi boloilo. So Rav Yosef said, amoyredik elomdis. Rav Yosef said as follows. Rav Yosef said that by hegdish, there's a din ish ki yagdish is beisoi. It has to be his. He can't be magdish someone else's. So the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Dafnun Chesamet Beis, was speaking about Hamoiso, that he wants to be Magdish, according to Shmuel. But we're talking about it, speaking about Beis, he didn't give Dwaitais, he didn't give Mezainis, he didn't give Amor Kesef. So he has to, he said, is Magdish Hamoiso Yodai. So it's not his now, it belongs to her. He'll get it when, after she dies. So that's a dover shloi b'loilam. Now it's not yours to be magdish. You can't be magdish. It only, it'll become yours. You're making a maisa hegdish now, even though now it's, you're not bekoyach to be magdish. That should be chal later when you will be bekoyach to be magdish. That's another magdish dover shloi b'loilam. If now you're not a bailim, your maisa hegdish cannot work. When you are, will become a bailam. Yeah. But kainames adam oiser nichsei chaveirei al atzmai. That means I could say kainam peiris chaveirei olai. So what's pshat? His peiris? So pshat is, the iser kainam, we don't need bailas. I can make a koinam on something that's not mine. So memele loybo loyum dolchus on the loybo loyum is now I'm not a bailam on it, but koinamish you don't need bailas. So memele shalom al Yisrael. That was Rabbi Yosef's teretz. Elom Rabbi Yosef loylom haloche v'itake paskin Shmuel take paskin zayt Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And because of the time that Rabbi Yechem and Nuri said, because maybe he might give her a get. Yeah. That's what he has to be made for. Vishani kainomis. Hegdish. Kainomis is a hegdish. She'enai hegdish lakil. This is not a hegdish for everyone. Elo al odom echod beloshin kainam. It's a hegdish for one person. It's a parsha of kainamis. Is mitoich shehu toifis bimokim she'ein stam hegdish toifis. Kainamis is chal in a place where stam hegdish is not chal. She'odom oise peiris chaveri olav. A person can ase yenim peiris on himself. Ve'oime koinem peiris ployni alai. No, bestam hegdish and other magdish dovo shayne shaloi ishki yagdish is beisishtei. Hilkach, odom oisa olav nami dovo shaloi baloilam. So what's the chesaron? It's not mine yet. But you don't need bailis by kainamis. Avo mas nisen bimagdish hegdish gomaraira. Mishne is speaking, but he was magdish. Maise yodeo, maise yodeo. The einoi me mae litvois ki koinam. This isn't how like a koinam. Hegdish, you need to know him. You need it to be shaloi. No, when he was magdish, it wasn't shaloi. He yashins it later. No, so that's another magdish dover shaloi beloilam. So, Lufluk, Rav Yosef said, a very lomdish teretz is a difference between koinomis and there's a difference between koinomis and hegdish. So, mamela, the chesorin of loiba loilam only applies by hegdish and not by koinomis. Omalei Abaye. So, Abaye said, Rebbe, I have a gewaldike taina on yoshtik teretz. Bishleima Adam Oisa Peiris Chaveri Olov. A person can asa Peiris Chaveri Olov. Shekein Adam Oisa Peirisov Al Chaveri, because he can asa his Peiris on his Chave. And this we have to understand. Ye Osa Dovo Shaloibo La Oilom Al Chaveri. Shekein ein odom oisa peiris chaveiroi al chaveiroi. Now let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi azoi. Om alei abaye. Uma raye. Eises, the whole raye from Rav Yosef was, let us hear what the Rav Yosef's raye was, peiris chaveiroi olov. There you saw, who was the Nesar himself? He asked Yenim's Peiris, but it was Olov. So you see, when he asks on himself, you don't need Bailus. You're 100% right, Rav Yosef. That's true. You don't need Bailus if you're asking on yourself. Omalei Abaye, Umaraye, Peiris Chaveri Olov, Likan, Shein Peiris Chaveri Al Chaveri. Here we have a different problem. Here she's answering Maise Yodeho and her husband. So we asked Akasha, the Maise Yodeho that told the Gerishin doesn't belong to her, so she can ask. But she's gonna ask her later, the Maise Yodeho after Gerishin and her husband. So we say, loy b'loylam is, it's not hers now. So she can't ask. She told me, kainomis. Loy b'loylam is not worse than shel chaveiroi. She said, Abba Rebbe, you're 100% right. Loy b'loylam is not worse than shel chaveiroi. But shel chaveiroi can only ask her al atzmoi. He can never ask her shel chaveiroi al chaveiroi. There's no such thing. I can't ask her Reuven's peiris on Shimon. I can ask her my peiris on Shimon. I can ask the Shimon's Peiris on me, but I can't ask the Reuven's Peiris on Shimon. So how could I ask the Adovah Shaloi Beloilam on Shimon? If you're nachis, that Adovah Shaloi Beloilam is not mine, so how could I ask that on Shimon? So he asked Rav Yosef, so what did you say? You brought a raya. Kainamis is different. It's different only in this nekuda. Peiris chaveri al atzmoi, peiris atzmoi al chaveri. But not more than that, of peiris chaveri al chaveri, or dovish loy beloilam al chaveri, there's no such thing. Umaraya, let us see Rashi. Umaraya, peiris chaveri olov lekan. Shehein peiris chaveri al chaveri. Da'ar shavim yishubedes loy lemaise yodel. Now it's his peiris. Now she can ask his peiris on him. What do you say? That's right. Now she can ask her, but she ask her when the Maisi Yadayim after the Gerishin. So that's a label oilam. So it's a label oilam al chavere. So Rashi is saying, there's one chesaron that fakert, first the bailus she will acquire later, not now. Va'oid, and let's speak about, there's another chesaron, shadayin le'nasas ha'maloch, there's another le'bol oilam, besides acquiring the bailus, which Basher Hashem, she doesn't have bailus ha'maisi yodel, she'll acquire later the bailus, but another thing, there's no maisi there to begin with, it's not boilam, it's, Void shadayin leinasis hamaloche adlache gerishin. The maloche was not done adlache gerishin, adlache gerishin. V'chazor, I don't know what means v'chazor, when he'll remarry her, but that maloche wasn't done. When he'll remarry her. So the Gemara says, now Rashi is explaining, Bishleime Adam Oiser Peiris Chaveiroi Olov Bekoinam. And Rashi explained the law Shavabai. A person can ask Peiris Chaveiroi Olov Bekoinam. Shrei Adam Oiser Peirisov Al Chaveiroi. Now, the Gemara gave Epsazoi an explanation. Why can one ask Yenim's Peres on himself? Because he can ask his Peres on Yenim. So we have to understand this explanation. So the Ran in Mesechtes Nedorim says an explanation which I can understand a little bit. The Ran in Mesechtes Nedorim says as follows. He says, and daf pei heyom et beis, omalei abai, bishlei ma'odom oisa peiris chaveiri olot, shrei odom oisa peiris aval chaveiri. So the Ran says, well, in vadai kushte kamrit, you said very good. The peiris chaveiroi kedovish leboloilom domi. Meal, you're right. If you can ask the peiris chaveiroi, you can ask the dovish leboloilom. You're right. Meal. Mimokim shebos. The atloy mashkachas bekeinomis to odom oiser. Eloheiche tahave chad. Minayu birshusei. So here the Ran gives a hagdore that one of the two things are birshusei. Oy ha peiris, oy ha odom ha neser behem. That means in the isa koinam, a koinam is an isa proti, there's a kedusha on the chayfetz that's noigeya a person. So the Ran says that one of these two things has to be Bershusei. That means, if the Iser is Negeya him, so I could ask a Yenim's Peiris on me. Because Koinem is an Iser on a person. It's an Iser that's Mekusha to a person. So Memele, so if I'm the Odom HaNesar, so I don't need Bailas on the Chayfetz. Or, I could ask my chayfetz on Yenim, because it's my chayfetz. So that means in every koinim there are two chalokim. There is the isa chefze that is chal on a person. So if one of these two is myself, so you can do such a thing. Umishum hochi odom oise peiris chaveiroi olo. Therefore, a person can answer peiris chaveiroi olov. The neisha peiris einon b'shusoi. The peiris are not b'shusoi. Oba gufei miya b'shusoi. But his guf is b'shusoi. He's asking himself. The chiei da da moise peiroi soval chaveiroi. Just like a person can answer his peiris an yene. Aval pisha chaveiroi einoi birshusei, the chavos not birshusei, how can he make isurim anyena? aber kiven shapeiris birshus, da alme, bechad minayu sagi. That is true. One of the two has to be existent. Either the nesar is himself, or the dovar hanesar is his. Mahoshapi kalameilef. The Adam Isa Dova Shaloi Bala Ilam, and himself, the Dova Shaloi Bala Ilam, Keperis Chaveri Domi. Let's just say the next round. The round is much more poshita than Rashi. Elo Yeser Dova Shaloi Bala Ilam Al Chaveri. Dumi de Masnissen, Shayseres Maisia Deo Shaloi Bala Ilam. Al Baila, Holy Motsis Lamivshit Lisure. Adarab, bimokim shebo, sikalameif atere. Shreino domoi sepez chaveri al chaveroi. Vedovish loiboloi lamal chaveroi, keperes chaveri al chaveroi domi. So this is Adaran's shot. Yet Hashem, tomorrow we'll see Rashi. I would like to correct, I had learned wrong pshat in Tosfos. On Nun Chesamet Beis, I'd like to repeat the Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos, B'malala Mizaynis, Be'ein Malala Mo Kesef. As Tosfos learns, the Taich of Malala Mizaynis means that the Poyel, he's giving her Mizaynis. That's what we see from the top Tosfos. The top Tosfos says, to the Kamala Kamon. If he's Zon Oisa Bepoyle, Bemala Mazainis, my time the man Domalacha Misa Kodish, Peshka Michaim Ye Kodish. Malala Mazainis means Bepoyle, he's giving her Mazainis. So now let us say Taisus. Malala Mazainis, he's giving her Bepoyle Mazainis, she's taking the Mazainis. Then Malala Mokesef. So Taisus says, Alibe Darav Ada Barava Mukilohochi. This is very good according to Avada Barabe. So that is why, even though he's Malala Mizainis, it's Eisa Veichelis, because according to Avada Barabe, the Mizainis is for the Maisa. So that is why, Ve'ein Malala Morkesef, the Morkesef is for the Maisa Yodel, and he didn't give her a Morkesef. Aber Rav Shmuel emotzi lamuk milo b'malo lo mezaynis. But Rav Shmuel cannot say that speaking about b'malo lo mezaynis, that he's b'poyel giving her mezaynis. The kiven de sovri, the tiknu mezaynis tachas mais yadeh, since they hold that they were mesakin mezaynis tachas mais yadeh, that lemaise, that if you give mezaynis, you zeiche for maise yodel. Im kein amai oise v'yecheles. So why is it oise v'yecheles? Malala mezaynis means bepoil, he's giving her mezaynis. So what is the svore? What is the svore of Rav Shmuel? Why does it say in the Mishnah that oise v'yecheles is giving her mezaynis? El Rav Shmuel Mukmi Masnisim She'ein Malala Mezaynis V'loi Mokesef. It's speaking, according to Rav Shmuel speaking, he's not giving her Mezaynis, and he's not giving her Mokesef. And he's Magdish, the Moisa means he's Magdish, whatever is left over when he Yarshins her.